dog hair split three ways. Can you beat that?
Seems like the timeout on the repeater is a little bit longer now. It's not as fast as it was.
The boys were supposed to listen and do as required, so I really don't know how they solved the ambiguity, but I think you're probably right. They probably added a little bit to it. Seems very satisfactory now, though.
No, I was trying out this Larson that we got today at the Amfest. Had a dual band tram back there, so I took it off and put the Larson on, and it seemed like I got the repeater a little bit better with that one.
To me, I didn't even know there was one, but I wanted to win anyways, weather being such. But it's a pretty good drive down there, but it's usually pretty good ham fest. I remember we went down there one time and we went by this restaurant and it had a gazillion antlers on top of the roof. Did you see that?
Where
that place is, they had a bunch of skulls and antlers on the roof. Wasn't it?
Hang on just a second. I got the wife buzzed in on me. Give me just a second. I'll get right back to you. KN4UBG, stand by for a second.
Oh, no problem, Kevin. I'm sitting here messing with a receive antenna connection in 0TR.
4UBG, I'm back now, Tom. My wife was buzzing in. She was trying to get some medicine at Walmart here for my mother-in-law, and she has called these people like 15 times trying to get them to fill one medicine, and they don't never return the call like they're supposed to, or pick up like they're supposed to.
Good. The Walmart up here at Taylor's really, really on top of things. Does a good job for us. Well, I got a receive antenna here, and I don't know what in the world's ailing that thing. But every time I go to the receive antenna, I lose, it attenuates the signal just like you push the ATT button or something. And I know I'm not because it comes up on the display register and says receive antenna. It's a beverage, if you're familiar with that, Kevin. And I only have one, and it's for 40 meters mainly. And it works like a charm. What it does is it cuts down the noise immensely on the band. But I come down here earlier. I haven't been on much lately because of the propagation. And I always leave mine on one set frequency on 40 meters. And I turned it on, and there was a lot of QS Baker, which is fading. And it was on CW, of course. And there was no boy on there from England, so I just went ahead and worked him, and I still know CW after being off here for a couple months. In my age, that's a plus.
Well, I went down to the Amfest and took the general class today, and don't think I studied long enough. I only had like 2.5 days. I think it's 2.5 days, something in it. So done pretty good because a lot of the questions that I had on the test was some of the ones I didn't get to study. But I passed 19 of them and missed 16.
Well, back in the old days when I went over and I got my technician license and then I went over to take the 5-word-a-minute test for the Tet Plus and over at Parsons. And W0SR, I think was his call, was there, and a great ham. And after I passed that, he said, Tom, they just give you a little HF band you could get on. He says, you ought to do the general class license. And I said, no. I said, I've never seen the book. And I said, I've never read the book. I said, I just got it yesterday. And I said, I'm not ready for it. Oh, yeah, but you're an electrician, and you work with electronics there. I'm an electronic technician in a machine shop. I said, that's a different world than radio world. Oh, well, you ought to take it. Well, back then, I didn't have very much money, period. But I had an extra $6 in my pocket, and that was just about all. So I went ahead and took it, and I missed it by one. So like a fool, Mort was his name, he talked me into taking it again. It had a different test, of course. So I took it again, and I missed it by one. So don't feel bad. That's what it's for, and it's experience that counts. So you'll get it, Kevin. And then he talked me into taking the 13 word a minute Morse code, and I said, I can't do 13. I said, I just did 5. Oh, yeah, but you can pass it. And I'd already lost $12, but he said, you can take the code test, it doesn't cost you anything, and I flunked that flat up my face. But the next time I went by, I passed it. I think I missed one on the whole test. And I passed. I didn't take the code test then. I waited till I got proficient, and I took the code test later on. And that's the way I did. My advanced class didn't require code, but the extra class required 20 words a minute. And so I took the extra class license and passed it, and then I waited about 3 months, and I went back and took the code test and barely passed that 20 word a minute one, Kevin. So there's no disgrace in that.
It ain't that bad. I mean, considering I didn't get to study the whole exact thing, yesterday was the longest day that I got to sit down and study. And I might have made it 60% through the whole test of the 484 questions. And it seemed like this test today, most of the questions came out of the back, the part that I didn't study. I'm like, well, you know, that's unusual. Because usually, you know, when you go take the test, usually, you know, the first portion of the test is mainly of what the first portion of, that you studied. But I guess it was backwards. I guess there was so many people taking it. You know, and I got the last end of the test, I think. But when I go back next time, I think I get it. And I took a practice test a while ago at home. And a lot of the questions that I hadn't studied, I passed a lot of them, but I still only, I got 14 out of 35, right?
Roger, this is 0TR. Well, my to study it and go take it, I used to be a volunteer examiner a long time ago, and I can tell you, Kev, it's not that way. It's totally random, and you might have taken another test today, and I don't know what it costs nowadays to take the test, probably $10 or so. And you might have taken another test, and those questions normally would be all different than what you had the first time. And you might have passed it, who knows, but I think you're better off to go home and then just go down here to the Red Cross Center and take it down there.
What I'm going to do, I mean, it was worth a try. I mean, you know, just to see how, you know, how I was going to do. I kind of figured I wasn't going to pass it because, I mean, there's a lot, you know, a little bit harder questions on that one than there are the technician class. You know, technician class was pretty easy. I don't know how many I missed out of it because I never asked, but I went, you know, I took 4 days off work and sat down and studied. I think it was on a Tuesday. I took that Thursday, Friday. I had Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I had a whole week to sit down and study that joker. And I studied that thing every single day from about 1 o'clock till about 9 o'clock every night. Put that thing on the TV screen and pulled it up and answered everything. And you know, it went a lot more smoother, but that's what I'm going to do to this one. Just got to get the time to sit down and, you know, and do the whole thing. Probably going to start taking some of the practice tests just to see, you know, how much better I can do with the practice test, because that's just like the test itself. You know, because the practice test will be just like if I was to take another test, you know, it's going to be mixed up the same way. So I think that might be a little easier than what I'm trying to do.
Thank you.
suffix off of the call sign on the repeater and just put it back to slash and the letter R for repeater. They had it saying 6-1. I thought that was pretty neat. Yeah, it made people wonder what it was, and maybe they'd learn the code. Well, I can tell you this much, Kevin. The earliest I've heard of anyone passing it was 8 years old, passing the technician test. And we had some young men that was in a big family, and they all had licenses down at Simpsonville. And I think that was young man was 12 years old, and he passed the extra class, 12 or 13. It was a real fine family. I can't remember their name now. I went down there to a luncheon one time with Rick. And, I'm trying to think of his call sign. I know it when I see it. But, you know, you can be thankful that you don't have to learn 13 words a minute after you take that test and pass the 13 words a minute in order to get your general. Then our next license was advanced, and they don't have it anymore. That was the hardest one, and it was all electronics. And then the extra class was a lot of, a lot of satellite work, but that's been 1994, I think. So it's been a long time for me since I passed it. But then you had to go in and take a 20-word-a-minute receive test on Morse code. That's booger. But, you know, after I'd done it, I said I'd never use it again, and now I use it primarily for most everything. I mean, I do voice also, but Morse code's a much better form of communication as far as I'm concerned. And you'll hear it long before you do single sideband when the conditions are bad. So if you ever get the chance and you're going down the road and you put your tape or something or a CD in your car, you can learn Morse code. That's the way W4DJW learned his. He actually made a program for himself and put it on every time he drove up to Charlotte, I think. Anyways, it's a fun mode. And I know you probably won't, but it is fun. Back to you, Kevin.
4EBG. Yeah, they say Morse code is pretty fun. I mean, I'm willing to learn it. You know, I mean, I'd like to learn it. You know, I mean, just for, you know, that purpose. You know, there's a lot of people out there that uses Morse code. And, you know, people would rather use Morse code as to talk, you know. And, you know, emergency situations and stuff like that. I mean, you know, that's be good to know, you know. You know, people giving out distress signals or anything. I mean, you could run up on anything. And, you know, that could be, you know, the Morse code that they use, you know. So, yeah, I want to learn it. I guess the main thing right now is to get this general class down and then start working on the rest.
74NGU.
Hi, Phil. How you doing today?
A bank with a big giant mixer and with a big drill, whole hog drill bit, and just about to do some painting, but I'll just keep y'all a second. Kevin, you can go on just Google ARRL code practice, or I'm sure you can go to ARRL.org, and there's free code there. All you gotta do is just listen to it, anywhere from 5 to 40 words a minute. And it's from a recent issue of QST, so you can check back over and see how accurate you were. So that's a way not to spend a dime. I've been an extra for quite a while, but I go there just to increase my code speed.
Yeah, that's good to know. I'd love to learn it. You know, main thing is to get my general class and. Then I'm going to focus on the extra class. And I got a lot to go, considering I just got my license in April, I mean, I ain't going to consider it too bad. I ain't going to beat myself too bad because I got 19 right and 16 wrong today. But, you know, I think it's pretty cool. That give me a different look of, you know, how the test is going to be when I get there. So that was the main thing.
Let me run. Good to see you, hear from you, and hello, Tom. been hearing you on some today too with Milwaukee as I worked. So y'all have a good time and carry on. I'll see you later. W4NGU portable, clear.
Okay, Phil. Great to hear you. 73s, and you have a good day and be safe out there. And there is some possibility of high winds and thunderstorms this evening, so keep your Mark II eyeball peeled on that, my friend. Kevin, W1AW, I broadcast that every day on a schedule, every single day, and on anywhere from 160 meters clear up. 10 meters, and it depends on the time of day, but you can hear it, and they start out at 5, 7, half, 10, 13, 15, and then they go on up to 35, but you know, the funniest program I ever had, I think, other than tapes, I learned off of cassette tapes, and a lot of them went bad, and of course, you know how they wadded up after a while, so I don't have any of the slower ones now. And it was Jerry Ziliak tapes, and they were good, but you can't find them anymore. But they were the best ones. And the fun thing on the computer was I had one, and it'd come on and say, did all, like that. And you would type in the letter, like that's an A, and then it'd come up, da-da, did for a G, and da-da, did it for a Z. And you'd type in that letter, and you could just sit there and click, 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 click right with it. You'd hear the letter, and you'd type it in. I thought that was a lot of fun. I don't know if it's still out there or not. I'm going to have to ask the guys, because I think I'd do that still just for the heck of it. But today, let me look. I was talking to that fella in England on 26 words a minute, 25, 26. Started out on 28, and that was a little fast. Gosh, in 4IQ, he talks all the time up in the 30s. Bill's one of the finest on CW, and Pete, that's another one. I can't remember his call right now. He's excellent, and I like to just watch him at the field days and stuff, but I don't get on there. They'll embarrass me. I can only run about 28 at best. Shoot, when somebody's watching me, it gets worse. I don't know why that is, but at any rate, it's fun. But yeah, concentrate on this other first and get through those. But back when Phil and I first, I don't know, Phil's had his license a lot longer than I have. There was only 11% of the people had the extra class, and you could go down in that 25 kilohertz that was for extra class only, like 7 to 7.025. And, boy, you could work DX all day. Now everybody's got an extra class license, and it's a god-awful mess, and you hear them in, they'll keep...
Repeater, time out, exit. Peter, time out, clear.
The alligator bit me, as we call it. Kevin, go ahead.
Because, I mean, I want to try to do, you know, get a, I want to try to get everything, and but it's just, you know, it's going to take me time. But, you know, general class is going to be my first thing, and then I'm going to try to get my tower put up, get everything put on that, and get it working. And have me a couple different things to where I can drop down from my dipoles and different things like that off that tower, and then I can focus on the rest.
What, they got the timer set on this? I thought they said they'd done away with that, but I guess not. I know when they do the net at night, I don't think it's on. I think they take it off, but that was my fault. I apologize for that. But I guess you live out in a rural area then.
I don't know. I mean, there was a guy up, I was on the way home Friday night, or Friday afternoon, and there was a guy up to the repeater site. He was, so he went up and was doing some adjustments on a few things, and I really hadn't been back on since last night. You know, I mean, I went through, I had this thing sitting on repeat, and I had my walkie sitting on the bed with me. and I was using it through crossband repeat to check in the net last night with. But I was actually sitting in there studying that test. I studied all the way up to about 11:35, and I don't know, my eyes got so heavy I was about to have to take some toothpicks and hold them open. So I got in the bed about 12:30 and got up early this morning and got ready to go down yonder. So it worked out pretty good for me today, so I can't complain. You know, it could, you know, I guess it could have been worse. But at least the good thing about it, I got to meet a few people. I got to meet Gary, KI4DOS. I got to meet him today. And some of the other guys that I hadn't seen in a while, so it worked out really well. And I guess when I get back home, I'm going to stick my nose back into this book and start studying again. KN4UBG.
KN4UBG and 0TR returning. Yeah, fine business. Well, like I said, there's no shame in trying and not fasting, because you'll get it. And I did the same thing, and I hadn't even read the book, and that was stupid for even trying it, but I was influenced. Shoot. But at any rate, I took mine, each one of the licenses, I think five licenses, I took them all in different places. Parsons, Kansas, Fort Scott, Kansas, Joplin, Missouri, I forget where all. But I got all of those. You used to have to take it, and then you'd get a sheet of paper, and then it was about 6 weeks before you ever got your license. It was saying that you'd passed it and all. But it wasn't instant gratification like it is now. They just zip, and you can look the next day and see if you're in there or not. No joy back then. It wasn't that way. So it probably... I'd have to look back. It probably took me a year to get all of them. But like I said, when you got to do the code with it, it takes a lot longer. And you know, I didn't try to get my license way back. I had, like you, I had good CBs and enjoyed that. And it was good folks at the time, and then it went bad. So I decided when my blind friend passed the test, there was no excuse for me not doing it then. But I was looking over here, Kevin, and I got the Radio Shack record and the book for it, and it goes from 0 to 13 words a minute on that thing. A 33 and a third RPM record and a straight key, and I still got that. Oh, that was crippling.
Yeah, it, I don't know, it just... You know, I gotta really sit down and get into everything I'm doing a little bit more. I mean, I need to spend a little bit more time outside and get all my stuff done. But all this weather, I mean, the weather, it's, I don't know, it's just, it's crazy. It seems like it does good during the weekday, but on the weekends, it's just, you know, it don't accommodate with me to do what I gotta get done, you know, so... But after I get everything done, get everything up, I'll be happy. That'd be a good thing. Well, I'm going to take a standby here, Tom, and I'll give you a shout back a little later on, and I'm going to check on the wife here and see how she's coming along with this prescription thing.
Yes, you got to check on the War Department now and then. I just come downstairs here in the basement, and... wanted to see if there was anything on, and I wanted to see if I could figure out what I'm doing wrong. Or I thought I checked everything on this beverage the other day. Bob and some of the guys come over and put it up for me, Gary and different ones, Rusty, and it worked like a dream. You just can't imagine how much static it takes off. And I want to get that thing going before the DX comes back when the propagation right now, HF stinks, and when it comes back, I want to be ready for it. But anyways, good talking to you, Kevin. Drop by sometime. Like I said, there's not much out there on HF right now, but there is some, and we can just piddle down here in the basement for a while, have a cup of coffee or whatever. So I'll talk to you later, buddy. KB4WBG in 0TR 73.
I was wanting to try to do it this weekend, but I forgot about the ham fest coming up this weekend, or I'd come by and holler at you then. But I'll get with you one weekend, and we'll do something, maybe, you know, depending on what time they give us test Saturday at the Red Cross building. I might, you know, if I got time Saturday morning or something, I might come by and talk to you, and or we'll hit up another day or something. You know, we'll plan a day to where, you know, that'll be the only thing I do that day or whatever. But we'll let you get back whatever you're doing with your antenna there, and we'll say 73T, N0TR, KN4UBG, and I'll be monitoring for a minute.
If you want, and if you don't want, doesn't matter, you could give me your phone number, and I'll put it in. I'm sitting here with a pen and pencil in my hand. Or I can do it, which I don't know if you are or not, but I can put it in my phone so I know who it is.
If you want to do that, that's fine. If you're ready to write it down, I'll give it to you.
Go ahead.
864-444-5134.
It's 444-5134. QSL. You can copy mine or not?
Just a second. Let me get something out here. Give me just one second.
Okay, it's 864-434-2798.
That's 864-434-2798.
QSL, that's it. Kevin, your call was KM Kilo Mike 4, is that right, or Kilo November 4?
4, Uniform, Bravo Golf.
Okay. I knew it was somewhere in there, but I flunked hooked on phonics, you know, and it's kind of rough for an old man.
I'd like Siri on this one. Siri's supposed to be a smart thing, but it can be dumb at times.
Susie. She's blonde, and that's my GPS.
I have that problem on mine, too, so.
All right, Kevin. I'll catch you later, buddy. Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf, N0TR, Norway 0, Tango Radio, 73.
We'll holler at you a little later. N0TR, KN4UBG. I'll be monitoring.